over pretty well. We were tied up to a tender anyhow, I think at Guam, or no, not at Guam, but at Saipan. And anyhow, a few of us guys were sitting back on the stern of the Sunfish and drinking a little torpedo alcohol. And then this one officer, Bob Cox, he showed up and joined us. Then I mentioned to you another guy named Big Job Gardner, who was kind of a screwball and all that, but he showed up. He said, "Do you mind if I go get a friend of mine?" "No, go ahead." Well, he went up on the tender and he came back with this steward's mate. I think he was probably a Filipino or something on that order. It's what he looked like, anyhow. He was a little guy, anyhow. But he had a great big plate of sandwiches with him that he had made. Big Job was a big dealer, anyhow. And Big Job was wearing a coal scuttle hat, you know, like the Army wore and all that, with two stars on it. I guess while he was up there with the steward's mate in the officer's country, he swiped his hat. I imagine it probably belonged to Admiral Lockwood. I'm not too sure. I know there was a little stink about the missing hat, but nobody ever really squealed on Big Job, so I guess I don't know what he finally did with the hat. I think he tossed over the side, because I only saw it aboard Sunfish once after that night.